Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. John Baldoni is a much-in-demand keynote speaker on leadership to corporate, professional, military, and university audiences. Named one of the world's top 30 influential gurus by Leadership Gurus International in 2007, Baldoni wrote Lead by Example, 50 Ways Great Leaders Inspire Results. That was published by AMACOM, a division of the American Management Association, in 2008. And this provides new and veteran leaders with insights into how to get people to participate in their leadership. He also writes the Leadership at Work blog for Harvard Business Publishing. The web address on that is blogs.harvardbusiness.org/Baldoni. John, welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much, Dave.
John, your latest book is entitled Lead Your Boss, The Subtle Art of Managing Up. Okay, how do you lead your boss?
You lead your boss by being a person of influence and a person of action. Folks who lead from the middle, which is another way of saying leading up, are those who want to affect positive change in the organization. They want to make good things happen. It's a way of demonstrating initiative, taking the organization forward to bring people together, coalesce around common themes, and move forward.
Why is leading up necessary, do you think?
Because it's the sense of demonstrating initiative. Leaders at the top can only do so much. Even the best intentioned who want to delegate authority, it's up to those in the middle, those who want to lead up, to take that initiative. In other words, be a person of influence, be a go-to person, make things happen. It's also a terrific training ground for preparing yourself to lead at a more senior level further down your career.
John, I've actually had a couple of managers or leaders, as you put it, who might not take too kindly to being led. How do you suggest softening up the beach for the landing?
Acting for the long-range benefit of the organization, thinking and acting strategically is what's critical. I do a lot of work with middle managers who are moving to that next level. And actually, they've been challenged by their senior leadership to think and act more strategically. And sometimes that is not well defined. Thinking strategically means thinking big picture, thinking of how everything comes together, thinking more holistically. And that is what your point of leverage with your boss is. You talk about how you can get an initiative through, and that reflects more positively on your boss as well. And you raise a good point, because if you're doing this, you need to keep your boss in the loop at all times. We're not talking about going rogue or being a cowboy. We're talking about demonstrating initiative. And so you do check-ins with your boss. And let's be honest, if your boss is adamantly against you pushing through an initiative, you back off on it. You save it for another time.
All right. Now, we've heard the term managing up an awful lot. What does it mean to lead up versus managing up?
Leading up involves managing up. I like to think of managing up as more administrative, anchored in the discipline of management, handling the details. That's important. But leading up is thinking more strategically, looking for what's good in the organization. For example, looking for opportunities to grow the business, looking for opportunities to optimize things, not waiting for your boss to say, hey, should we do this? You go to the boss and say, I think this is an opportunity to do this, and it's a good opportunity for XYZ. In other words, you're being proactive, demonstrating initiative. You are taking the lead in that, and that's what I mean by leading up.
This whole concept of leading up, now who in the corporate organization do you specifically target? Can you explain?
I would say most any manager, from frontline managers to the senior levels. You could say those in the C-suite need to learn to lead their CEO as well as their board of directors. Those in the frontline need to learn to lead their boss. But the leading up needs to be anchored within the mission, vision, and values of the organization. So, for example, if you're the middle manager in an automotive company and you think, well, maybe we should do a fried chicken franchise, that's not in keeping with the mission and vision and values of your organization. But say you are in the purchasing department of a company and you think, you know, there's a better way we can work with our vendors. We can pay them in a more timely fashion. And in return, we can get a better value for what we're doing. So rather than waiting for the director of purchasing to come and say, hey, could we do this? You come up with the idea and you run it through. It's your sense of optimizing the business. sometimes leading up are small incremental changes. Sometimes they're bold leaps. But it's a balancing act. And the leading up is thinking of doing more for the organization, trying to bring people together around common purpose. Whereas managing up is the discipline of management. Both are critical. And you can't lead effectively without being an effective manager. So they go hand in hand.
This is kind of interesting because a leader or a manager's historical role has been to manage the staff that has been assigned to them, the project team, the people on the assembly line. Now, you argue they also have to lead up. They have to think strategically. Are these two responsibilities at odds with each other? Do you think a person can handle both of these things appropriately?
Absolutely. Every middle manager needs to manage up. In other words, help the boss take care of things. It's a nice thing to do, and all of us cannot do it. But those who are in the middle who are demonstrating an interest in leading up are the emerging senior leaders who are on their way up. It's a proving ground. It's a training ground. But at the same time, leading up cannot be perceived solely as an exercise in self-promotion. If it is, that's exactly the wrong thing. That sends the wrong signals, and that will get you slapped down because you will be perceived as, well, he's rogue and he's just doing whatever is good for him. No, leading up has to be you do the initiative for the good of the organization. There's a key aspect of leading up which is applicable to many of us, whether we choose to lead up or not, and that's the process of influence. Influence is absolutely critical. That's how things get done in an organization.
So could you expand on that, please?
For example, there's always the dictate from on high that CEO says, we will do this. And to a degree, things happen. But really, they happen in the trenches by people of influence saying, that's a good idea. Let's champion it. I've done a lot of work with managers who have been challenged to drive initiatives across functions, be it a lean initiative or a Six Sigma. So they don't have authority over the individual to whom they're teaching this initiative or driving this initiative, but they succeed because they are a person of influence. Influence is absolutely critical to leadership, but it's very important to the essence of leading up.
In your book, you also mentioned this concept of leadership presence. What do you mean by that?
Leadership presence I define as earned authority. We are given a title. We're made a manager, a supervisor, a middle manager, whatever. But we earn the trust. We earn our authority by the example and the record that we set for those around us, our peers, but most especially our direct reports, as well as people above us. Leadership presence is absolutely critical to any leader, and it manifests itself in many ways. It's the ability to maintain composure in times of crisis. It's also the ability to radiate optimism, to spread confidence throughout an organization, to be the go-to person, also to be a person of influence, to be a trusted member of the team, and to be perceived as someone who can get things done. All of that contributes to a sense of leadership presence.
John, how do the concepts in your book relate to where we are economically right now? Obviously, we're going through tough economic times. What do you say to somebody who says, I can't be all that caught up in leading up right now because there's so much other fundamental stuff at stake?
What we have seen in our financial meltdown has been a catastrophic failure of leadership, and there are many reasons for that. So now, more than ever, we need men and women of good character to demonstrate initiative, to make good things happen. And senior leadership needs to give them the blessing to think innovatively, to think creatively. Part of it is rocking the boat, but it's rocking the boat with the blessing of the senior organization because we're stuck someplace. We need to think and do differently. So now is an optimal time to encourage leadership from the middle because A, that's where your future leaders are coming from, but B, those are the people who are close to the business, close to the customers, who know what's happening. Mind them, challenge them, give them some points of leverage so they can make good things happen. So now more than ever, we need our people to lead from the middle.
All right. Why don't you give us a couple of examples of what you consider to be good and conversely bad leading up?
I wouldn't say there is bad leading up. So good leading up is thinking what's good for the organization and how I can make it happen. Thinking about This would be a good product to introduce. This would be a good initiative to drive through to improve quality and reduce defects. This would be a good cost optimization program. I'm going to champion that. Or build a new team or find new leaders from lower levels of our organization and challenge them to come up with new ideas. That's a positive example of leading up. Negative examples of managing up are not handling the details, acting for self, being absent without leave, and just being an irresponsible manager.
And so what would you say are the two or three primary things a leader considering this type of approach should do?
First of all, you have to trust yourself. You have to make sure that your idea is consistent with the mission, vision, and values of your organization and supports the business case. And three, you have to be prepared for people to say no. Sometimes you need to turn away from the project. If your boss is adamantly against it, back off on. But the other time, don't let little negatives stand in the way if it's a good positive initiative and you do have the support of your boss. And I'm talking more about peer-to-peer leadership.
Right. John, is there anything else you'd like to leave our listeners with?
It's up to those in the middle, those who want to lead up, to make good things happen. You have to be a person of character, and you have to believe in yourself, and you have to believe in the power of your idea to affect positive change within the organization.
We've been speaking to John Baldoni, author of a new book, Lead Your Boss, The Subtle Art of Managing Up. John, thanks for your time today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Just remember, we really need your feedback. So please drop us an email at podcast@amanet.org or call us at 800-697-3406. That number again is 800-697-3406. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers. And you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.